This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Deaths continue to mount from the ongoing coronavirus epidemic, with Australia, Thailand, and Japan reporting new fatalities. On Sunday, British health authorities confirmed 12 new cases of the virus. Dr. Helena McCown, the chair of the British Medical Association, expects the number of cases to grow.
I'm certainly anticipating more, because it is now becoming a little bit more difficult to identify how an individual has caught the illness. And that was the key. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to identify every single case of where the illness has come from.
The United States will start screening travelers for coronavirus and ramp up production of masks and test kits as the government works to reassure Americans as the disease spreads. In Iran, the health ministry raised the nationwide death toll from the coronavirus to 54. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
The new figures represent 11 more deaths than reported the previous day and a whopping 385 new cases. The illness, known as COVID-19, has infected at least 7 government officials in Iran, including one of its vice presidents and a senior health ministry official. The virus has infected more than 86,000 people worldwide and caused nearly 3,000 deaths since emerging in central China. Iran has the world's highest death toll outside of China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Greek police fired tear gas to repel hundreds of stone-throwing migrants who tried to force their way across the border from Turkey on Sunday. Thousands more are behind them after Ankara relaxed curbs on their movement. Greece placed its borders on maximum security footing earlier on Sunday, after hundreds of other migrants used porous crossing points to enter the country. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. We have a mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. Turkey shot down 2 Syrian warplanes over Idlib on Sunday in a sharp escalation of its military operations. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
Turkey destroyed Syrian army air defense systems, wiped out more than 100 tanks and downed 2 planes, the country said on Sunday. The attack was their response to last week's airstrike that killed 33 Turkish soldiers. Tensions in Syria have escalated between the Turkey-backed rebels and Russian-backed Syrian government forces in the country's northwest Idlib province, increasing fears that the two regional powers will be brought into direct confrontation. Diplomatic efforts by Ankara and Moscow to defuse tensions have fallen short so far, and hopes of a ceasefire in Syria's last major rebel stronghold after 9 years of war are slowly fading.
That's Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. After scoring a big primary victory in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden says he can unite the country. With 14 states voting in just 2 days, Biden says he feels good about his chances on Super Tuesday.
I think we can win most of the southern states. We're in contention, including in Texas. It's going to be very hard to make up the ground in California, but I think we can make up a lot of ground in California in 3 days. So I feel good about where it goes. And Super Tuesday is not the end, so only the beginning.
Biden made his comment on ABC's This Week. On the same program, Senator Bernie Sanders, the current frontrunner, says he's also confident about his chances on Super Tuesday.
My guess is that we have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
The South Carolina primary was the first major test of the candidate's appeal among black voters. A number of states that vote on Super Tuesday have substantial black populations. Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first speed bump. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul on Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, a precondition to the start of talks between the Taliban and other Afghan factions. Tommy McNeil has more.
Ghani's comments come against the backdrop of the difficulties U.S. negotiators face in shepherding the Afghan government and Taliban towards intra-Afghan negotiations, according to Western diplomats. The accord said the United States and Taliban were committed to work expeditiously to release combat and political prisoners as a confidence-building measure, with the coordination and approval of all relevant sides. It said that up to 5,000 jailed Taliban would be released in exchange for up to 1,000 Afghan government captives by March 10th.
VOA News.